WIRX.
Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. Happy Wednesday, Brock. Hunter.
Hey, it's a great day. It is Wednesday, nice.
Great. Yeah, it is Wednesday, man. Hump day. Anyway, folks, we got to keep moving here. It is time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Check them out, Specialite, and they're growing. Want to hire? You want a great place to work? Specialite, man, they got you covered. Your topic for today, what futuristic tech from movies and TV or TV would you most want in your life in real life?
Ooh. All right. It's a tough question because there's a lot of cool technology in movies and TVs and shows and whatnot, and it's kind of hard to decide.
Here's kind of a tough point, too, because if you look at Back to the Future, we're past where Back to the Future was when they went into the future, and we don't have, like, any of the cool stuff that they have in that movie. None, okay? Yeah. And it's a little disappointing. What's yours, Hunter? What would be that?
I think I got the best one.
Yeah.
I really thought deeply into this. I slept on it last night. I asked my father actually about it last night too. We talked about it brief. The Star Trek teleport machine thing, whatever they use. That's got to be the best, right? Anywhere you want to go, boom, boom. You're there.
You're probably right. With a lot of things on there, being able to just, you know, step into a booth, hit something, and it takes you, you know.
You're there.
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to go. You don't have to, you know, you're not going to be late for anything because it takes you a trillionth of a second.
Here's the question, though. Like, I mean, are you going to have multiple? I guess we could have multiple set up. But if we got all these, like, all these people, all these molecules just kind of flying around the air, you know. I mean, I feel like it could cause problems, you know.
No problem. Star Trek figured it out. We're good.
Yeah, they did. Well, it's just, you watch like early episodes, they say, oh, well, it's old technology. Something could happen. You know, they didn't have it quite figured out. It's like, oh, you end up with a donger on your forehead because all your molecules got screwed up in the process. So, but I do agree with you. Man, no, never having to deal with traffic again. All right.
Be awesome.
Having to deal with airports again. You step in the teleporter, say beep, boop, 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 boop.
See, initially I thought flying. I'm like, yeah, it'd be odd, like Iron Man, how he flies around, but it takes time, you know? If you want to go here to there, it still takes time. The teleport machine though.
Yeah.
You're there.
I like it. Good answer. I have a couple that I was like, okay, this would be pretty cool. Obviously, yeah, you can go with the Iron Man suit. You can go with all that cool stuff, whatever. I was thinking maybe the motorcycle from Tron would be pretty dope.
That would be pretty cool.
You know,
they actually have that. I think they
have something is it a running model, though? I don't think it's a running model, is it?
I mean, it's not, you know, it doesn't run like it does in the movie, obviously, but they have the Tron bike you can buy, yeah.
That's
pretty sick.
That'd be pretty cool. Well, I got a stimulus check coming, buddy.
You might need a couple.
You might need a few of those checks. The only other thing, too, I thought would be kind of cool, and this goes into, because we've all had this happen, you know Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, how they're able to, like, kind of erase those memories, right? Right? They're able to get in there.
I've seen a little bit of that movie. Not the full thing.
I think maybe that tech where we could like go into our mind and erase like embarrassing memories or painful memories or something.
Just
like that time where you tripped in class and everyone laughed at you and Susie, the girl that you liked, said, oh my God, you're so stupid. Like you can get back
there. Pantsed in gym class. Exactly. And everybody saw your little donger.
Your little button. Exactly. So you could go in there and just wipe it clean. Make room for new fun memories. That might be kind of good.
Yeah. So how about this? Instead of that, just get one of those little Men in Black things, you know, the flashy thing.
Yeah, but then I don't know. Because that like just wipes out everything, doesn't it? It's like this, you can pinpoint all the memories. Like I could just go in there and I could wipe out the last 5 years with you and the rest of my life would be intact and it'd be great. It
would be fantastic. And
just forget the last five horrible years with you. Just like that. So those are a couple of mine in there. We got some great answers on Facebook. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What futuristic tech from movies or TV would you most want in your life? We'll get your answers when we come back. Stick around.
Brock. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:50, Brock Hunter.
It's a great morning. Good morning.
Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite, Decatur, Benton Township. What futuristic tech from movies or TV would you most want in your life? Let's see. Rick, a lot of people are on there with you as the teleporters or the transporters or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Rick, Brad, let's see. A couple other people, yeah. So,
the teleport machine, huh?
It would be. Well, because Rick had a good point. Think about this. You could not have to start the car, drive 3 blocks to the pizza place. You just zap in, pay, zap back, pizza's still hot, you're ready to go. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. What about... I've never really seen too many of these movies, but the Harry Potter, what about the Harry Potter wand? What can he do with that thing?
Does that count as tech or is that magic?
Ooh.
It's a question. I think that counts as magic and not futuristic technology.
I think you're right.
Yeah, get out of here with that nerdy Harry Potter stuff. Come on. You're a wizard, Harry. You're a wizard. Let's see. Bobby said hover cars from Blade Runner. Any kind of hover card. Lloyd said Marty's hoverboard. Anything that hovers would be dope, and we don't have anything that hovers at this point, do we?
Yeah, we do. They made a hoverboard, but you can't really control it.
No.
It just kind of glides. So this guy made a hoverboard, and he has it on like a half pipe, and he just kind of goes back and forth. He can't really steer it, you know?
Yeah, I think how would you, is there anything, I mean, there's some guy out there that's been flying around with a jetpack. Have you heard about this guy? Yeah.
That is absolutely insane.
And that's legit. We're not making this up. Like this guy, and he's like getting in trouble for it too, but they can't figure out who it is. But he's been like flying around.
Oh, yeah. He's really high up in the air where pilots are reporting it and blah, blah, blah. Have you seen the one video where the guy flies from the battleship? And he goes out to another boat, and then he flies back to the battleship, and it's all like he's got like a GoPro on him or something. He's videotaping himself.
It's all self-contained. It's not like those jetpacks with the water that shoots the water. It's not. It's like legit jetpack. No. Which
is a green goblin flying around out there, guys.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Let's see. Laura set a phone in my shoe. Come on now. What is that from Eyes? What is that? I Spy? Is that what that one? What was that?
I guess I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Shoe phone?
Yeah, shoe phone. It's a spy phone. Josh had a good one. The three seashells from Demolition Man. I still don't know how those work exactly. You ever seen Demolition Man? You know, Wesley Snipes? Mm-hmm. Apparently, they don't use toilet paper anymore. It's three seashells. I don't know how it works. Yeah. Yeah,
I think you use
two of the seashells to grip, and then one to. It's a long story. Lauren said power laces. Didn't they make some of those?
Yeah, Nike did the Back to the Future. You know, the self lacing shoes.
Yeah,
they have them for sure, but not like it. Like I said, nothing is like it is in the movie. The movie is. You know, it's like real fast, easy.
Yeah, the shoe's
in real life, there's
big.
A motor.
Yeah, yeah. You know. Battery, but you got a big-ass battery on there.
Not the same.
No, I wouldn't think so. I like Sandra's answer. She said Rosie from the Jetsons. Yeah, hot-ass Rosie around your house? That's right.
Was that the maid, the robot maid?
Yeah, the hot maid, which I love that in the Jetsons, they put her in like a French maid outfit, you know?
Well... Got to establish her character, you know?
Yeah. It's a hot,
she's the maid.
She's got the little, like, French fringe on there and the little hot-ass Rosie.
God, you always...
Got that vacuum...
It's a cartoon.
Got that vacuum attachment on there. I know what she can do with that vacuum attachment. Why don't you put that on high suction there, Rosie, if you know what I'm saying.
Good Lord.
What?
It's the Jetsons.
There's a stain on the couch, Hunter. What do you think I'm getting at here? Huh?
You're desperate.
She's got
that little
feather duster. Tuckoo, tuckoo.
Does Kiki not take care of you when you go home? What's going on?
I'm just a degenerate. It's terrible. Yeah, Rosie. Look at Rosie's got a badonkadonk there. She got that big old robot butt.
It's a cartoon robot drawing, for God's sake. You can make anything work, can't you?
Pretty much. You just leave me with my imagination. We'll get her figured out. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX.